blessed month of Nazir. May the Lord end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Angel Raphael, the third of the archangels, and the dedication of his church outside the city of Alexandria. During the time of Pope Theophilus, the 23rd patriarch, a faithful woman came from Rome with her children and had with her a picture of the Honorable Archangel Raphael. She had inherited much money from her husband. She revealed to the Pope her desire to build many churches. He showed her a large heap which was in front of the patriarchate, which she removed and built a church in its place. Then she built another church in the name of Archangel Raphael, which was consecrated on this day. May the intercession of this honorable angel be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Andrianus, one of the commanders of the army of the emperor, was martyred. This saint, whenever he saw a martyr, would ask him, "Why do you do that to yourself?" They answered him, "In the hope of the eternal life and the everlasting time, the everlasting kingdom." He went to the emperor and confessed the Lord Christ. The emperor tortured him much, then imprisoned him with many martyrs. Anatolia, the wife of the saint, cut off her hair and dressed in a man's apparel. She came to the prison and ministered to the martyrs. She strengthened their husband, comforted and consoled him. When other women heard about what she did, they did the same. Later on, the emperor ordered the legs of the prisoners broken until they die. The saint came and encouraged her husband until he delivered his soul to the hand of the Lord. After all the martyrs had delivered up, he ordered their bodies burned, but God brought down dew which put out the fire. Some believers carried the bodies to Pisidia. A prince asked to marry Saint Anatolia, but she refused. When she finished her strife, she departed in peace. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 1302, Anno Martyri, September 6, 1586, Anno Domini, and during the reign of the Ottoman Sultan Mohammed III, Pope Ioannis XVI, 96, Pope of Alexandria departed. He was from Manfalut, and he was known by Ioannis El Mono in Manfaluti. He became a monk at Saint Baramos, at El Baramos Monastery in Wadi Natrun. He was ordained patriarch during the reign of the Ottoman Sultan Selim II on the 22nd day of Bermuda, 1287 Anno Martyr, April 17, 1571 Anno Domini. During the papacy, the Christians were forced to wear black turbans, head cover. He received a letter from the Pope of Rome and he answered him back. Sultan Selim asked him to collect head taxes from the Christians and everyone complied. He went to Alexandria, and on his way back, he felt weak and ill at the city of Nahrawiya. He departed there and was buried at the church of St. George in Burma. His body was relocated later to the El Suryambar Monastery. He was on the chair for 15 years, 4 months, and 19 days. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.